The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right. Fantastic. Oh, yes. Laura is on YouTube instead of Zoom. I think maybe I said Zoom, but yes, she's on YouTube. Anyway, great. So for the theme for tonight, I'd like to do a guided exploration on, first of all, as always, we start by settling in the breath, in the body, stabilizing, calming, enjoying, taking delight and joy in sitting and breathing. And as an aspect of goodness, you know, one can think of metta as cultivating goodness. And desire gets a bad rap in Buddhism, as if all desire is clinging and as if all desire is bad. There are many desires that are unwholesome and lead to clinging and suffering. If you didn't have a wholesome desire, you wouldn't have made the attempt to show up in this moment, either on Zoom or on YouTube, to practice. So there is a sense of wholesome desire leading you to take this action. There is a sense of wholesome desire for you wanting to practice. There is a wholesome desire for you in the morning, getting out of bed, taking care of yourself, taking care of this body that is yours, taking care of others in your life, contributing in whatever ways you can. There is a goodness, there is a beauty, there is a grace, and this aspect of wishing, wanting, this wholesomeness, not in the way of clinging and grasping, but the aspiration, the uplift that is present in the wholesomeness of intention. There's a goodness in that, in cultivating that and recognizing that. And if you resonate with what I'm talking about, if you recognize in yourself the sense of wholesome desire for having shown up, for showing up in various ways, give me a thumbs up or maybe nod your head so I know you're following. Yes, you recognize, yes. So not all desire is bad and unwholesome. So that's something I want to explore in today's guided meditation. So without further ado, I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, finding how you can be comfortable, how you can comfortably sit. And letting yourself land, your body land in this moment. Settling first and foremost. The sensations of the body. With each breath, helping you land. With each out breath, letting go of more, holding tightness. Dropping in the inside as if the center of your gravity is being lowered from your head into your chest, your heart center. And then after a pause, lower it again with the out breath, Lord, into your abdomen, into your sit bones, into your legs, into your feet. See if you need to do this in your own time a couple more times. With the out-breath, settling, bringing down the center of gravity. From your thinking head down, chest, abdomen, sit bones, legs and feet. Landing, really landing more deeply. To your sit bones, into your feet, your hands. Letting the breath breathe you in the lower parts of your body. Grounding you. And as thoughts arise, memories, plans, with the out breath inviting them to flow down, become tethered, grounded, the same way that you lowered the center of gravity of your awareness, inviting thoughts to flow down too. Be grounded with the breath embodied. Spending a few minutes here just being breathed, enjoying being embodied, grounded, and being breathed. Letting your heart, your body, your mind enjoy the deliciousness of just sitting and being breathed this moment. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, just this moment. The delight of taking refuge and the bare simplicity of this moment's awareness. And knowing that simply by the act of sitting here and practicing, not judging your practice without attachment to outcome, even if the mind is wandering, not a problem. Tuning into the goodness of the fact that you are making an attempt, you're showing up in this moment, in this way, as best as you're able to, without judging. But you're showing up as best as you're able to. You set aside the time to tune into yourself as best as you're able to. In this cultivation practice that we're all doing together, tuning to the goodness that's generated simply from this wholesome desire, a sense of goodness, and let yourself be held by recognizing this goodness. It's an offering, this intention, this attempt, this act, regardless of how quote unquote successful, is your offering. You're offering from your heart to yourself and to the life force, to others. So letting your heart relish the goodness, your own goodness in this moment. Very simple. It doesn't have to be huge or big. Just the goodness generated right here, right now. Your offering. Humble offering. Beautiful, graceful. Let yourself breathe and your heart center be held. And this goodness, it is goodness. It is of the same cloth of all the goodness in the world, this goodness in your heart. Let yourself feel held in it, wrapped in it. From the sense of goodness. Letting your heart open up to a sense of safety. May I feel safe. May I feel safe, held. The cloth of this goodness generated by my wholesome intention, desire. Maybe you imagine this fleece, this cloth of goodness, soft, safe. Holding you. Offering you its goodness. Keep breathing. And I invite you to connect with a sense of happiness, well-being in the mind, joy, the second metta phrase, born out of this goodness. Goodness gives rise to happiness and joy. In your heart. It can't be otherwise. They are linked. Born out of your wholesome intention, desire, action. The goodness generated holds you. There is a spring of happiness and joy. From the goodness, intertwined with the goodness. what is good, has gladness in it. See if there can be an allowing of feeling the gladness in your heart, letting it in. May I feel gladness. May I feel joy in my heart. Feeling connected to the goodness. The goodness of meditating together in different time zones, different states, countries, homes. Sense of gladness arising from this goodness, joy of interconnection, being part of something bigger than yourself. Now connecting with the third metta phrase, wish for physical well-being. Connected to the goodness in your heart, heart center. A sense of vitality, sense of energizing. Aliveness, allowing it to move through your body, nourished, nourishing from the goodness in your heart, from your wholesome intention, desire, action. Letting yourself breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, vitality throughout your limbs. May I feel healthy and strong. Now I'd like to invite you to connect with the fourth and last metta phrase, wish for well-being, for ease, for peace. Again, connecting this time with the goodness generated from your wholesome action, wholesome desire in this moment of showing up. Aligning your actions with your intentions. Feeling the goodness generated in ways you can't quite fathom, understand. Allowing it to be unfathomable, multidimensional, this goodness the seed that is planted. And allowing your heart, your mind to connect with the peace, with the ease, with the calm, the expansiveness of this goodness permeating through your heart, through your body, and beyond. Connecting with a felt sense of the goodness. This cultivation practice of goodwill, friendliness, metta, starting for ourselves, this being that is us. You are entrusted to take care of. Cultivating friendliness, connecting, goodwill, warmth, care, goodness for this being first. And when your cup is full, it overfloweth naturally without any neediness from others to others. So filling your heart, connecting with the goodness, your own goodness. Now I invite you to allow this goodness, arisen from your wholesome desire, intention, for showing up and practicing without attachment to outcome, to let it shine out, let it flow from your heart center. Letting the goodness shine. With wishes of well-being, wishes of safety, happiness, health and ease. Beaming this goodness, this offering, your life as an offering, your wholesome intentions, your wholesome desires as an offering, as the way you live your life, this precious, fleeting, short, very brief life. Shining this goodness, as an offering to all beings. Wishing goodness, wishing to be of benefit in whatever way is unique to you, your own unique expression. Of goodness and wholesomeness. Expressed perhaps as friendliness, as metta, as goodwill. Non-harming, a wish for non-harming. Anyone you come in contact with, including yourself. Not harming yourself. Not harming others, not harming, 360 degrees, including yourself. Staying connected with the breath in your heart center. And I'd like to invite you, you can either stay with beaming metta, goodwill, or if you wish, have an invitation to explore your wholesome intention, wholesome desire some more. Ah, as you sit and you're being breathed in your heart center, this being that is you. In this birth, in this shape, in this form. Dropping in the question into your heart, into your body. Not into your head. Into your heart as if you're dropping a pebble into a body of water. Dropping the question into your heart. What do you truly want? How do you want to show up in your life, in this precious, fleeting life? What gift do you have to offer? To goodness itself. To the beyonds, to the world, to others, to yourself. Just drop the questions. Don't try to answer them. Maybe an answer comes up, maybe not. Live and love the questions themselves. Maybe no answer comes up, but that's fine. Live and love the questions themselves. Sit with the question. Allowing the question to fill your whole body, resonate throughout your whole body, starting with your heart, throughout your body, resonating energetically. How do you want to show up? What is your gift of goodness to yourself, to others, to the world, to the beyond? What is your wholesome desire? Rooted in goodness, ethics and values. And for the last moments of this practice period, holding yourself in kindness, appreciating yourself, your own inner beauty and goodness for having shown up, for having practiced in community without attachment to outcome. No judging, no need. Practice of cultivation of metta, whatever arose, holding it with kindness. With a smile, appreciation of your own inner goodness for having been here in this moment. Thank you all. Welcome back. So I'd like to invite you to, if you wish, maybe share what's arising for you in this moment. Either type it in chat, or you can unmute yourself if you wish. And I'll share what comes up for me in this moment. I'll start. I think a sense of calmness and the questions that I was offering at the end are resonating for me. I'm living them. And it's nice to let them sit without demanding an answer, but a sense of questions. Living and loving the questions themselves. So, please, what's arising for you in this moment if you'd like to share and bring it into the community? Wholesome desire to know, Victor offers. Thank you, Victor. Nav offers practicing for practice and not for an outcome. Lovely. Olivia offers deep gratitude for the triple gem. Lovely. Beautiful. Thank you. Susan offers living into the answers. Lovely. Yeah. Lisa offers self-compassion, healing. Beautiful. Thank you. Austin offers calm, more clarity, a little sadness. Yes, all welcome. Laura offers on YouTube. Thank you. I needed that. You're welcome, Laura. Glad you could join. Lovely. Yeah. A little sadness. All welcome. No part left out. Laura also offers being with the calm breath. Yeah, lovely. Yasna offers exhausted. Yes, that too. Being in touch with the exhaustion of the day. Yeah, all welcome. No part left out. Holding all with care, appreciating the goodness, having shown up, however you showed up, with exhaustion, sadness, self-compassion, healing, gratitude, questions, desire to know. Ah. Bhopal offers, been remembering my mom today, as she would have been 81 today. And continuing into this practice. Ah, thank you, Bhopal, for bringing her into the space. Yeah. Sweet. So this is the time. I'd like to invite us into practicing with each other in community. Appreciating our own goodness and appreciating each other's goodness. And the sense of questions, this curiosity, living with the questions, both living with your own questions and as you hold each other, holding each other with a tender curiosity. See how the interaction changes. If you bring a sense of tender curiosity as the other person shares, for a couple minutes each. So, and the prompt is, how are you? How was this practice? And there's no right or wrong. You fell asleep, no problem. It's just about how we show up and noticing, really noticing an interaction, how this appreciating goodness, inner and outer, and the gentle curiosity shows up. So I will create the breakout rooms now, and if decide tonight is not the right time for you to engage, that's perfectly fine too, understandable. But I do hope that you stay and participate, because it can be quite beautiful. So I'm about to open the rooms, and I will unmute the person who's on the phone so that there's no hiccup like there was once, and all the rooms are opened. Here we go. Okay. Rooms will be closing in 4 seconds. And everybody should be back. And here we are. We're all back. Great. Fantastic. Okay. So, yeah, I wanted to first share in chat. I just typed a quote from Rilke I wanted to share with you. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. Yeah. So we'd love to hear some reflections. How was your practice together? The person who is on the phone, you're unmuted. Would you like to be unmuted or muted? Are you about to say something? Oh, okay. So love to hear from you. What's how was that? How both parts of your practice, please. Feel free to unmute yourself.
I just want to say thank you, Nikki, and thank you to all that are still here for your practice.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for showing up and practicing. Yeah.
I want to say thank you for providing a safe place for sharing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Colleen. That's a gift that we all give to each other. It's the goodness that I was talking about and trying to evoke that in the meditation. This goodness is what we offer ourselves and we offer each other in this showing up. And it's beautiful, isn't it? Didn't you feel the goodness in the rooms? Yeah, we take it for granted and yet it's there. It's so beautiful. Yeah. What else?
Just love seeing everyone smile. It amplifies whatever, you know, joy I'm already feeling. It just gets so much bigger.
Well said. Nice smile as I look at your beautiful smile, Olivia. You're beaming. It's lovely. Other reflections, please feel free to unmute yourself. Especially if you haven't spoken before.
There you go. So I remember I did the death week long with you, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I kind of remember like going into it, I was kind of like wanting to kind of come out of it with some like, with like more of my priorities of life kind of more clear. Of like what I really want. And I remember like you did a meditation like towards the very end of that, where I think it was like you're on your deathbed and like what do you really need to finish up right now? And it was like, I remember the whole retreat was kind of just everything kept changing and there was like chapters of it, but like towards the end, especially with that sit, it was really like I really just need to let go of everything. And when you ask the question at the end of the meditation, like, what do you really want? Some things were like coming up And then it kind of like resorted back to that same feeling of like, I really just need to let go. Yeah, and I just can get like really frustrated with things in my life. And yeah, it was good to remember that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Austin. Thank you so much for bringing that in, the practice of mindfulness of death. It's so clarifying as to what is really important. What do you really want? And there were definitely echoes of that in the practice tonight also, as I was inviting you to realize this is a short-lived, precious life. And I appreciate hearing how bringing that reflection up for you, how clarifying that is. It's a valuable reflection. It's a profound reflection, no matter how old one is. So thank you for bringing that into the space. Yeah, sharing that. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, that's a profound note to end on. And really appreciate all of you showing up tonight. And Nav offers finding nourishment by getting finding nourishment by enjoying getting lost in the woods. It's sweet. So yeah, I want to thank all of you wherever you're showing up from, whether it's morning in Singapore for Nav or late at night for Barbara in Florida on the east coast of the United States, or early evening-ish, kind of seven-ish for many of us, for some of us, and or whether you're in Canada showing up like Kim. So all of you are welcome. Yeah, just so makes me so happy to see you all. Thank you all for showing up and practicing both for yourself and for everyone else. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including us. Thank you all. May you live and love the questions themselves. Take care. Bye.